Right, this is Colin Mann and Ben Jones at Ben's house in Caerphilly on Monday morning, the 21st of July. Colin, who's now leader of the Plaid Group on Caerphilly County Borough Council, started as the social secretary for the Llanbath before becoming county councillor on the old Mid Glamorgan Council. Colin.
Thank you, Ben. Yeah, the period really was a time when we did have some excellent fundraising events. I had seen Max Boyce in a school concert and managed to book him for a concert in Lewis Girls School in Ystradmynech. Between the time I actually booked Max and the time of the concert, he had actually achieved overnight fame with Live at Treorchy. And we could have actually sold the concert out probably 5-6 times. As it was, we sold something like 1,000 tickets. The concert was a huge success. Max was introduced by Alan Williams, and we also had Randall Isaacs club dancing at the same time. The other big event that I recall was a barbecue that we organised with Cardiff West constituency. So it was a joint effort between Caerphilly and Cardiff West in Rhys Davies' farm in Penturch. We actually had a steel band from Cardiff. We had a pig roasting on a spit. In fact, the pig had been pre-cooked in Trevor's bakery in Ystradmynech. It was there roasting on the spit just to keep it warm and make sure it was nice and hot to to be served. Again, excellent turnout, excellent success. And one thing I recall was that the first time I'd heard Heimlad and I played with a steel band was on that particular occasion.
Right, Colin, and so to your election as county councillor in the 1977 county elections, where we were, of course, still feeling the success in the Rumney Valley of the 1976 council elections.
Yeah, as you know, Ben, I took over the seat from Sid Morgan. We had 17 members on Mid Glamorgan at the time, very small as a in the total number, but the biggest we'd ever had. People like Ted Merriman, who was leading the group, Glyn James, Glyn Owen, Henry Williams, Rhys Davies. Locally, we had an equal number of Plaid councillors as they had with the Labour Party. Myself, John Gwynn, John Jones from Bargoed, Ian Evans, Gerald Howells, Cass Sherrard, Lindsay Whittle, and H.P. Richards, who always stood as an independent, but was part of our Plaid group. This was quite a shock for the Labour Party, the fact that we had such a number. We obviously couldn't, we could never outvote them, but we made our presence felt in all sorts of different ways.
Who were the big guns from other parties then, Colin? Phil Squire was leading the council, wasn't he? And we had people like Geraldus Davis from the Aber Valley.
Yeah, Geraldus was a character. There was also Angus Donaldson, who you could also safely describe as a character. Phil Squire was the Ayatollah. He was chairman of education. He was leader of the group. He was chair of the police authority. I think anything that was worth chairing, Phil Squire was the chair of it. And strange enough, he had two sons who were police inspectors who were both able to retire from South Wales Police under doubtful circumstances, shall we say. One thing I do recall, apart from the protests about the Welsh schools and people like Christine Morgan being dragged out of County Hall, still hanging onto a large wooden desk, was the sort of occasions we had where Glyn Owen would taunt the Labour Party. There was one occasion where in the I forget which committee it was, but I think it must have been education, because Phil Squire was chairing the meeting, and Glyn mentioned the ability to distinguish between water and milk, and that this was based on the fact that I think Phil Squire had been accused previously of watering the milk down as a local milkman, and there was absolute hell to play. The meeting was abandoned for something like 15 minutes for things to calm down. Another occasion was, again, back to the, I think it was to do with the Welsh school movement, I believe it was when there was a ridiculous proposal to charge twice as much for children going to Welsh schools and religious schools, twice as much for them to travel on school transport as children going to other schools. And there were several protests in the county hall. And again, there'd been a protest. As the protesters were leaving the meeting, I think they stood to sing "Heim Lad Fy Nadai." Of course, everyone then joined in. And when the meeting resumed, I pointed out to them the meaning of the last line of "Heim Lad Fy Nadai," and it's it about time the Labour Party actually took notice of what they were actually singing.
Well done.
But Ted again, I think, did a lot of work on Freemasonry and uncovered some of that. I think one of the biggest shocks that we had was, shocks in a way, it wasn't a huge issue, but there was a very small school in a tiny village between Gilbert Goch and Blackmill, where there was something like, I think, 9 or 10 children in the school. It was part of Ted's ward, and Ted had gone into the meeting confidently expecting the Labour Party to shut the school, which was the proposal. Ted got up and did his local ward council stuff, and he was absolutely shocked to find that the Labour Party then gave the school an extension of 3 years.
Never.
and didn't actually shut the school as they expected. Can't remember. Yeah.
With this strong contingent then, Corin, of Rhymney Valley Pride councillors, 7 or 8 of you in County Hall, what impact did this have on issues within our area?
I think we certainly had an impact on issues. One thing we did do as a group, which was controversial at the time, was decide to do a fact-finding mission to Brussels, because the Plaid at the time was split on its attitude to Europe. And I went out with Ian Evans via hovercraft, and we spent, I think, 3 days in Brussels looking at various issues and discussing issues about our area with people we had appointments with there. And in fact, we brought back a huge amount of literature, which I think the research department in Miglamorgan found extremely useful for bids. So our mission to Brussels, although the county weren't bothered, actually, in reality, was a big benefit to Miglamorgan as a whole. As far as local issues were concerned, I suppose the majority of my time as a county councillor, apart from dealing with the normal ward issues, was the problem of the main road through the village. We got to a stage where the main road was carrying 23,000 vehicles per day. And if you parked a bike in the wrong place, you could cause a traffic jam.
Yeah, you could.
And in fact, there had been various proposals. There had been different routes, which had not found favour with different people. There was a route to take a bypass as far as the Wingfield pub, and then take the and then carry on the old road up to Ashurmanach. That again was thrown out for obvious reasons. And this did go on and on for quite a number of years. We could easily get 200 people into the community centre for a meeting just by saying it was about the bypass. The biggest meeting that I recall having was something like 600 people in the church, before the church was demolished, of course. And that was immediately following an announcement that funding had again been delayed on the bypass. The fact we had that huge meeting, I think, did frighten the Labour Party, and things did keep going. One very effective way of doing things was that we did organise protests on the road. It was actually illegal to stand in the road, but it wasn't illegal to walk across a road. And if enough people started walking across the road on a pedestrian crossing and walking backwards and forwards and backwards and forwards, it didn't take too long to build up huge traffic jams. And in fact, not only that, there were also huge traffic jams on Pandy Lane, which some people tried to use as a diversionary route. We took the opportunity of the traffic jams to apologise to people that we were holding them up and getting them to sign letters which we actually had intended to take into the Welsh office. And in fact, we had many, probably thousands of these letters by the time we'd finished that particular event. And at the time, the money or the funding gap was eventually breached by David Hunt. Sorry, the funding gap was actually filled by David Hunt, Secretary of State for Wales. I still had several carrier bags full of letters that I was taking in on a regular basis to the Welsh office about every 3 or 4 weeks to actually remind them that we still had a problem. So we did eventually, after something like 20, 25 years, we finally got agreement for the bypass to go ahead. And of course the village has benefited from that particular campaign ever since. Do you want
to, And the bypass opened, was it 1991?
I believe it was 1991, Ben.
So that would be 20 years from the first seat we won in Cambardach when Sid was elected to the Orkefilly Council.
Yeah, the first action I recall on it was, I think, was a protest down by the Comrades Club in the end of Wingfield Crescent, where I think people blocked the road there about before, I think it was about the time Sid was elected, or
That's
certainly
right. yeah.
before I was elected onto the council, and it did take that many years to actually get something sorted. One of our problems with the progressing the bypass scheme was that there was also a bypass proposed for Pontypridd, and the chairman of Highways was somebody named Billy Williams, also known as Billy Wheels because he worked on the railway, who was chairman of Highways at the time. And of course he was using his position as chair to push his particular scheme.
The Trehavon bypass?
Trehavon was actually built, but it was also a bypass for Pontypridd itself.
Right, right.
And it was very much neck and neck as to what would get built. So we did have that problem sort of where he had the power behind the scenes. We had the power of working with the public and public protest. I'm not sure if it was part of that, but I did actually put in a motion of no confidence against Billy Wheels at for one meeting, and I had the pleasure of criticising Billy Wheels uninterrupted for several minutes, as you can do with a notice of motion. And as I was coming to the end of my time, I then said, I'm now withdrawing the notice of motion because the thing I'm protesting against has now been sorted out. But did have the pleasure of actually criticising for several minutes without anyone having the opportunity to actually reply.
Having got the bypass for Cambardach, which has made a huge difference, there were other issues. For example, the library, which had been housed in the old Working Men's Hall.
Yeah, the Working Men's Hall had got into a sorry condition, and in fact it was eventually cleared because it was declared as a dangerous building. which gave us the problem of where do we house a library. We were faced with having no library at all for the village, but we did manage to get an old shop in the high street converted into a library. That library is now in far nicer premises because the former changing rooms for the Llanbradach swimming pool. The swimming pool, unfortunately, had been closed in Caerphilly Urban District days, I believe, or Rumney Valley Council days. But the building was still there, and
had in fact been taken over by the Rugby Club until its demise, and then it became available.
Yeah, I think it was actually used by people like the Rugby Club, but then it was laying idle, and I managed to get money dedicated in Caerphilly County Borough days to actually get that building converted into a proper library for the village.